Welcome to Strong Tower Radio. I'm your host, Tom Mazure, and we all know that health is wealth. It has been said that we spend our first part of our life spending our health in order to get wealth, and the last half, we spend our wealth to get our health back. Adults generally know what it takes to maintain health. We need to have good food, exercise, sleep, and basically the eight laws of health. But if you ask them about what your dental health, what does that have to do with your health? Well, today we're going to be talking about that with Dr. Wendell Lawrence and Vicki Griffin. Welcome, Dr. Lawrence.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And Vicki, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Vicki, would you lead us in a word of prayer for our listeners?
Yes, Father in heaven, thank you so much for these moments that we can have together with our listening audience. And I pray you'd be with us and help us, give us understanding in our hearts and minds as we share. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Vicki, would you introduce Dr. Wendell?
Yes, I have known Dr. Wendell Lawrence for many years, and he has actually been a speaker at our health retreats for the Michigan Conference of Seventh-day Adventists when I was director of Lifestyle Matters. So he is well qualified and a great friend for many years, and he has been practicing multiple types of dentistry for 44 years. So he's well qualified to share with us today the mind-body, mouth-body relationship with oral health. So we're very excited to have him here today.
Dr. Lawrence, you know, back in the day, I remember you went to the dentist and you forgot about your oral health until he says, have you been brushing your teeth? What is the importance to dental health and your overall health?
Dentistry is, and dental health is part of your overall health because it's part of the body. And the mouth, there's a oral systemic link between oral health and general health. And if you don't take care of your teeth, take care of your oral health, it affects the entire body.
So Dr. Wendell, I actually post-retirement have been working with you, learning dental medical missionary work, and it has been astonishing to me, even with my background and work and product development for many years in the area of nutrition, it's been astonishing to me to learn the link between systemic health, systemic inflammation, and oral health as a bi-directional system. Please explain to us, maybe you could tell us the story of this patient who oral inflammation actually contributed to her metabolic syndrome, to her diabetes, to her obesity, her cholesterol issues. How does that work?
Well, Sharon came to us and she was quite overweight and having several systemic problems. She was in the emergency room every couple of months because she was just in bad health.
What was her age?
She was in her 40s, I think it
early
is.
40s.
Early 40s.
Just way too early for right. That level of health problem.
Yes, way too early for that. And we examined her teeth and took some x-rays and saw what the problem was. She had advanced periodontal disease.
What is periodontal disease?
Periodontal disease is a disease that eats away at the bone surrounding your teeth. And
is that like your jawbone?
Yeah, your jawbone that houses your teeth, holds your teeth together. It just eats that away, and there's pockets where these anaerobic bacteria get down in there and they cause a lot of inflammation and destruction.
And that's not only for your teeth, but that affects your whole body.
Yes, because that inflammation doesn't stay there. It goes through the lymphatic system into your entire body and affects the heart, affects the liver, kidneys, and it causes some serious health problems.
Vicki, with that systemic, how does your, doctor talked about that, goes to your whole system, mm-hmm. to your heart. What is the, how does that hurt your heart to have that inflammation?
Well, a number of studies have shown that periodontal disease actually increases the risk of heart disease. And so inflammation caused by oral inflammation, especially periodontal disease, actually contributes to systemic inflammation. It exacerbates diabetes. It exacerbates heart disease. It's implicated in respiratory disease and even certain cancers. Recently, we've seen some studies that these bacteria are found in Alzheimer plaque. So it's a bi-directional challenge that we face. When we have metabolic syndrome, when we're sedentary, eating a standard American diet, it creates inflammation that makes the mouth sick. And when the mouth is sick, it contributes to systemic inflammation that hurts brain-body systems to in magnitudes of increase.
You know, Vicki, I like to, and doctor, I'd like to think of it is that you're losing from the inside. It's not only from your mouth, but it's coming back through the rest of your body.
Yes, because the body is so connected. Mouth. People think that, oh, I can go to sleep at night and my gums start bleeding, and it's just my gums, but it's a systemic problem.
That's right.
And it's this bacteria floating all through your blood,
24/7.
Blood cells and 24/7. And it's causing some serious harmful effects to your system and to your health in general.
You both mentioned the term medical missionary. What is the definition of medical missionary? Who would like to talk to that?
A medical missionary is someone who is not just concerned about the body system, but is and getting the body system back in health, but is also more concerned about the overall spiritual health of the body and the connection with God.
We are a whole system, that we have the spiritual side, we have our psychological side, and we have a physical side. And you're trying to address not just one of those, but all three of those.
That's correct. That's so true. That is so true.
Now, what does a pastor have to do with the medical ministry work? They're included in the medical ministry work.
Yes, as a matter of fact, in our office, we've done a lot of ministry to our office, to our patients, and we always get the pastors of our local churches involved.
Now, what's interesting is your patients may not be connected with a congregation or with a pastor on a regular basis. If you referred them to that pastor's church, would they likely attend or participate?
They would attend if the pastor got involved with the ministry that we are doing. And if his presence is felt in the ministry and they get to know him, it's more than likely they always would like to go to his church.
How long have you been involved in this term of medical ministry, of working with the whole body, trying to help your patients be everything that they can be?
Probably 30 plus years, even though I've been practicing for about 45 years. There came a point in time when I saw that there was something that needed to be done, and I felt a yearning inside to not only treat the physical, and I joined Amen too.
What is Amen?
Amen is a medical group.
Professionals
and Christian professionals who get together and
are purposeful.
Purposeful in what they do to not only treat the body, but treat also the soul and the spirit.
Vicki, what do you have to say about that?
So one thing that I've learned with these patients that come in, and it's wonderful working with Dr. Wendell here, is that people in pain, they have need at every level of existence
and
of being.
Not one.
No. So we're sharing every day. It's a highway of materials that are going out. The Balanced Living Tracks, the books that we've produced, Peace Above the Storm, which is a beautiful, large coffee table version of Steps to Christ. Hundreds of these materials are going out every day, and people then are so open. They want to have a conversation. Their lives are out of control, not just their mouths and their bodies. And they don't know how to dial down inflammation. They don't know how to change their relationship with food and with the environmental factors that are causing inflammation. And they don't have the spiritual power to implement those changes. We are here as ambassadors of help and change. And so in my role as health ministries director for many years, I did a lot of hit and run work, and I love that. You get up, you preach your heart out, and then you go home. And I love doing that, and I still do that. But one-on-one with people who are hurting is what all of us are called to do. So we need to have our tidings ready. We need to be available and ready to share literature at all times and be well-informed ourselves so that we can have conversations with people and help them to do the simple lifestyle changes that are going to clear up their mind, their body, and give them the spiritual strength to make those changes and stick with them.
You know, with both of you, I want to share this, is that Vicki talked about the spiritual side, the willpower. We've all done it. You've gone to the dentist, the hygienist says you need to floss more often. I mean, but we don't, right. Okay? But I think that when there's something with the spiritual side and when that is addressed, then people can follow through and do the thing that helps ultimately, that's combined holistically, solves the problem.
Yes, because you know, in our office, we, in our meetings, when we invite our patients to attend meetings, we use the New Start model.
And New Start is the eight laws
of health. But we flipped the script and started with trust in God first, because we found out that it wasn't working the other way around.
If you leave God to last.
If you leave God to last, patients don't have the strength. They have to connect.
They never get around to it.
Exactly. They have to connect with the source of the power so God can give them the strength to take care of their health, to change their lifestyle, and to change those habits that have ruined their lives.
You know, Vicki, you were talking about how you're counseling. It's very interesting that you're in this setting. It's wonderful to be here at Dr. Lawrence's office and to see you in this environment. You've kind of become energized.
I love it, because everything I've tried to talk people into sharing, I get to do myself now. And it's wonderful.
You're practicing one-on-one, yes. In this beyond what you're doing. It's interesting, as I walked in to both of you, I saw a patient walking out with some of the material I'm sure that Vicki gave them.
That's right. It's what I love to do. It energizes me. And it's not about a list. That's the thing that we want our patients to understand. It's not about a list. It's about a life. Because if we are just seeking a certain goal, we're going to fall short. We may fall short on steps. We may not be eating enough vegetables and fruits on a given day. And it's very easy to get discouraged. But when you're thinking about a life rather than a list, then your every good positive choice you make every day adds to a new life that you have. And so instead of it being a failure-based model, it's an incremental success-based model. That's what we work on, because people need encouragement. They feel hopeless, helpless, worthless, they're stressed, and we need to help people to incrementally make positive changes that are gonna last.
If you have a victory in one area, you're more likely that you're gonna have victory in other areas.
Yes, I just wish all of our Adventist professionals were as open to having literature and nutrition and lifestyle counseling in their professional venues as I have had the privilege to do here.
You know, it's interesting, and just taking that a little further, the hospitals have seen for years it's important to have a chaplain. Mm. So you have the medical and you have the chaplain. Why not on the outpatient and the office visits have likewise such services? Mm-hmm. You talked about Amen, which is Adventist Medical
Evangelism Network. Yes.
And we have interviewed Dr. Shin, and he is part of that. I believe he's the current president.
Current president, right.
Nationally of AMEN. And in Michigan, they're going to have 10 clinics. Are you aware of those clinics?
Oh, yes. I'm not only aware, but I'm very much involved in the setting up of those clinics with the director from the health director from the mission director from AMEN.
So what does that look like? I believe that in 2023-24, there's going to be about 10 clinics around the state of Michigan. What services will be offered to the patients who participate in these clinics?
Well, in general, the three services that will be offered will be dental, medical, and optical. And of course, from previous experience, we all know that the dental area is the area that draws most people.
And why is that?
Because most people, first of all, don't have dental insurance, and they have so many problems with their mouth, and the mouth is an area where you speak every day, and people see, and you're missing teeth, and so people want to have that taken care of, and it's more expensive to if you don't have insurance, so it's a free service we offer. So people definitely radiate towards the dental side of our mission.
Amen. Doctor, would you share some things that, you know, we talked about expense and not having medical insurance. In fact, many of it's a minimalist, if you're on welfare or Medicaid or such, dental services is not one of those items that is very extensive. Yeah. There's hit and miss clinics. If you don't have insurance or not enough insurance and it's a large part of your income, what can people do that's inexpensive every day that costs little or nothing to improve your dental oral health?
Well, first of all, you need to brush your teeth after
yes.
after each meal and make sure that you get all the food particles from between your teeth. You need to floss and you need to eat correctly so that you can build on the health of your teeth and your immune system can be built up. And I'm sure Vicky can share more about the nutritional part for us and things that we can do to help our overall health and our teeth?
Yes, that's a very good question because it's not just the content of the meals that we eat that is so important to oral and systemic health, such as visiting what we call the Department of Defense, which is the produce department. So whole grains, crunchy raw foods, fruits, nuts, vegetables, whole grains.
So the food you eat makes a difference on how your teeth, how well your teeth fair?
Yes, poor eating habits directly contribute to poor oral health, but it's not just the content of the specific foods we eat. That is extremely important because standard American diet, gummy, chewy, low-fiber foods are not only bad for the teeth, but also for systemic health. But studies also show that grazing on food all day long, instead of eating at regular intervals, promotes cavities, plaque, gum inflammation, and food cravings, especially these soft, sticky foods, refined carbohydrates, sugary drinks, low-fiber foods with low nutrient content. So we want to get fresh, wholesome, whole-grain foods. And by the way, people who have a whole food, plant-based diet actually save about $500 a year on groceries. There is misinformation out there. It is much more economical to eat whole plant-based food. So interestingly, plant-based diets, they're richer in stress and inflammation-lowering nutrition, fiber, and antioxidants, which directly lower the risk of gum disease. So that's very, very important. So it's not just what we eat, it's the style of eating, the manner of which we eat. When we eat regular meals at regular times, you're going to have better oral health.
That really, really surprised me. I don't know who wants to answer that. I mean, grazing is bad for your teeth. Basically, if you want to come down to the, and I ask, why is it? And part of it, what you told me, doctor, was the quality of food you're eating, but the continually, you said your mouth needs a rest?
Yes, your mouth needs rest, just like your body needs rest. And you're constantly eating and chewing, and it damages the gums, it damages the teeth, and so your body needs rest so it can regenerate itself. And the gums can regenerate, and the bone can regenerate itself.
That is just mind-boggling. I learned something today. The other thing is we've seen people that have bad teeth. There's multiple causes of that. Meth and drug use is terrible, terrible, terrible. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. But soft drinks. I have a young man, he was probably in his 20s, early 30s, and literally the Mountain Dew just literally rot away his teeth because he was continually drinking that and such. Any other words of wisdom? Is that those of us who are drinking more water and little or no pop, is that
There's a misconception.
Okay.
That water, whether it's found in pop or whatever, is the same thing. It's good for you.
It's fluid.
It's fluid. It's liquid. And I had a young man a few years back at 41 years old. He was drinking probably 2 liters of pop a day. And he was addicted to it. And it's, pop has caffeine in it and high sugar content. So that made it even worse. And so he was losing most of his teeth. And at 41 years old, he died from kidney failure because of drinking this pop every day. And it was so sad. And so we need to make changes in the way we eat, the way we drink, and things we drink and put on our system so that it can not only bring health to the body, but also bring health to the teeth.
We're seeing it in children, very small children, magnitudes of challenges with periodontal disease that you would usually see in advanced age. And so these eating habits, is constantly sucking on candy, chewing on caramels, drinking these pops, it literally is like putting acid on your teeth. And it also eats away the gums. And the gums are the anchor. The gums and the bones are the anchor. So these things also deteriorate bone health. And so alcohol, smoking, there are medications that eat away the jawbone. And so these are very, very important concepts to understand. And we know we're in a sinful world. We know things happen, and we can't eliminate all risk, but we can certainly reduce it by making smarter choices.
You know, people putting pop or juices, sugar juices, into babies' bottles. What do you think about that, doctor?
Oh, that's a death sentence for the teeth.
For the first set of teeth, and does that have a longer term than just the primary teeth?
Yeah, it affects the formation of the permanent teeth that are coming up also. So it's a death sentence to all the teeth.
You've heard that from the dentist right here now. As we conclude this report, Vicki, why don't you have a summary statement, and then we'll let the doctor.
I do. I'd like to get back to the patient, Sharon, that I learned so much watching Dr. Wendell work
this
with her.
Is since you've only been
yes,
involved.
A couple of months. Yes, and I tell you, I floss.
More thoroughly.
Oh, yeah. She lost all her teeth. She had to be fitted for dentures. The amazing thing was is just lowering that inflammation got her off several of her metabolic medications that she was on. But here's what we want to remember. A person may be listening to this and saying, it's just too late for me, it's hopeless. But that is not the case. If you're under any kind of conviction at all, God doesn't do that to torture people. It's because there's hope. And so Dr. Wendell's patient, Sharon, she needed to change her relationship not only with food and exercise and lifestyle and her habits, but also with Jesus, who gave her the strength. So she got a brand new set of teeth, uppers and lowers. So she had new teeth, and she has a new attitude. She has been losing weight. She's been eating better. And she found her truest support in her friend Jesus. And that is the most important thing. And it's so interesting to me. I'm noticing scriptures that I hadn't noticed before. The Bible says in Psalm 103, verse 5, He satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. So it's not too late. If you're within the sound of our voice, you can start making changes today for good.
Dr. Wendell, would you close with some thought that our listeners who may have had trouble with the oral health in the past and thought it was an isolated situation, where's the hope and where to go from here?
I think God wishes above all things, He said that in His Word, that we would prosper and be in health. And that's not just health of the body, health of the health of the systemic part of the body, but part of the mouth also. So if we can keep our mouths in good health, it keeps our body in good health also. And a lot of people who are addicted to certain things in life, we work with them and we try to get them off smoking and alcohol and some of these things that directly damage the body and damage the teeth. And God will give them the strength once they connect with Him to the source of the power to be victorious in this life.
There's hope, listeners, for you, and it can start with your oral health. For Strong Tower Radio, I'm Tom Majeure. God bless. Until next time. Bye now.